in this regard, I think it's important to mention that in the mid-1970s, the Mossad elaborated a detailed plan for the fragmentation of each Arab state in its turn and its breakdown into its original ethnic and religious components, what Abba Iban had called a millet system of the Ottoman Empire. Called a strategy for Israel in the 1980s, the plan, which was written by a Mossad intelligence operative named Oded Yinon, called for the breakup of each Arab state in its turn. And that policy was linked to the creation of the category of terror. And conferences were organized by that Central Intelligence Agency operative, Benjamin Netanyahu, who had four different names and social security cards under which he was operating. In the United States, it was none other than John J. Sullivan. And Netanyahu, at the age of 28, with the support of George Bush and George Shultz and the Council on Foreign Relations, created a conference on the question of terror in Tel Aviv, and then moved to Washington and became the centerpiece for the American Enterprise Institute and for the Committee on the Present Danger and what would later become the Project for a New American Century. The Likudization of the Imperial Center, the incorporation of the plan for the fragmentation of each Arab country in its turn, predicated upon the notion of the category of terror, which in the National Security Council, with the support of what are called the neocons, or the Pearls and the Wolfowitzes and the Michael Ledeens and the Paul Bremers and the Douglas Keiths, this entire cabal, which is now at the center of imperial policy, they linked this to the necessity to rebuild the American military on a scale unprecedented before. And they talked openly, as did Condoleezza Rice in the National Security Council, about the necessity for the Pearl Harbor-like event in order to terrorize, if you like, the American people into numbed acquiescence into this agenda of war ad seriatim. So the struggle forward in Palestine, the way forward in Palestine, the way forward for the oppressed people of the Arab East is not just a struggle against imperialism, but in the imperial center itself. To understand that 9/11, September 11, was but the continuation of state terrorism designed to whipsaw the American people into a numbed acquiescent acceptance of an agenda that no one in their right mind could have contemplated being advanced, let alone implemented. And the predicate of this, of course, is the elimination of the formal democratic rights of people in this society. You know, Malcolm X, at the time of the execution of John F. Kennedy, said, "You cannot have a murder apparatus transcending the globe and think it's going to stop at your national frontiers. The chickens," said Malcolm, "have come home to roost." And brothers and sisters, the imposition upon suffering Palestine is about to come home to roost, targeting our own working people, targeting our own population as it is victimized by this degenerating capitalist state, unable to meet the most minimum demands for our social services, our health care, our education, our living standards, cannibalizing the infrastructure of our society, stealing all the available funds to channel them into this kleptocracy that goes by the name of a ruling class that 1% of the population that owns 90% of the national wealth in the United States. These things are inextricably linked. The way forward in Palestine starts from the understanding that the most basic democratic entitlement of the Palestinian people is their self-determination, and that there is no way in which you can ever reconcile the most elementary self-determination of the Palestinian people with a genocidal apartheid state apparatus such as the Zionist state of Israel, whose 100-year legacy is nothing short of the physical removal from history of the Palestinian people themselves. That is not an apparatus, that is not an ideology, that is any claim upon our support. Until we understand the character of that state, until we see that no more would we be entitled to embrace the apartheid regime of Fervut than we are entitled to embrace the Zionist state of Peres or Ben-Gurion or Begin or Shamir or Sharon or their ilk. Until we understand that relationship, there's no way forward in Palestine.